From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. While Texas Democrats have launched a major organizing effort to turn out the vote for next year's midterm elections, Texas Republicans aren't sitting on their hands. News 88.7 political reporter Andrew Schneider says Republicans are likely to spend big statewide to boost voter turnout, particularly among Hispanics who voted for Donald Trump for president last year.
Austin-based GOP political consultant Matt Makoviak says the state and county Republican parties, not to mention major Republican officials running for re-election, will likely pour tens of millions of dollars into the effort to keep Latinos in their column in 2026.
It's not an effort only Democrats will be engaged in. Republicans will be heavily engaged as well. And you're going to see them not just focused in the suburban and rural areas, but you're going to see them focused in the Rio Grande Valley, where Republicans have made significant gains among Hispanic voters in recent election cycles.
A majority of Texas Hispanic voters cast their ballots for Trump in 2024. The party out of power in the White House typically tends to post gains during midterm election cycles. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Sugar Land has unveiled the next phase of its public safety training facility. It includes a mock fire station, a simulation room for police officers, and classrooms. Sugar Land Police Chief Pete Lara says the facility allows officers to train without having to leave the city.
For Sugar Land is a great opportunity, right? We keep our training in-house.
The $10 million project was funded by a 2019 bond. The next phase of the facility is expected to begin in January of 2026. It will include a permanent gun range and more training areas for firefighters. Tony Earls has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for the accidental killing of a 9-year-old girl. Earls, who was convicted of manslaughter earlier this week, was given the maximum sentence by a Harris County jury this afternoon. In 2022, Earls was robbed at gunpoint and began firing back at the robber, shooting at a car passing by and killing 9-year-old Arlene Alvarez. It's 90 degrees on the University of Houston campus. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.